I was going to play one song with this interview, one song that you would say is quintessentially you right
sure.
now, that you're most proud of, what would that be? What speaks to you the most right now?
It's probably the same as it's always been, at least for the last year or so. And that's, Freedom Has Stood the Test of Time. It's a song of mine that I didn't plan on it being kind of the one that people really enjoyed. I didn't plan on it being, I guess, what you would call the single or, you know, the one song off the album. But it has been proven as the one that people kind of connect with. And so I think that's the tune that I'm going with.
Choice when a voice and a big old helping hand. I see my spot up on a big old Volbeat's band.
Home is Nashville for sure, and it's where I try and rest, and then I tour out of the southeast, you know, and hub out of there. But in a lot of ways, I cut my teeth here before I even cut my teeth there, and here's where I think we're a little bit ahead up here than even we are down there, just because I've spent more time on the ground even here than I did there, particularly in this incarnation, is, you know, playing this Harrison B style of music and that sort of thing, once we picked a vein, you know, and stuck with it. And I don't know, I've got equal love for both cities, and they are completely different. You know, I can't state that enough, but I think Nashville will always be home, and Juneau will always kind of be a stepmom for me, man. I've got such love for this place, and it's done nothing but been good to me, and that's all I want to do for this city is give back, man. And playing music's the way that I think I can do it right now, so that's what I'm gonna do, man. So I just recorded a new album down at Brown's that I've been pre-selling for a long time, and we did it in July. And so this last month that I've been home, I mean, literally every day, it's been all about the mixing and the editing and getting that thing from... We recorded it one track live in an old general store I grew up going to, so... We had some 16 or 17 tracks, and each one of those needs to be mixed individually and EQ'd and get to sounding right. And it's like making a soup. You need fresh ingredients, you need them right, and then when you put them in the pot, they all got to taste right together too. And so we're at that final stage now, which is mastering, which is essentially salt and pepper at the very end, you know, just kind of seasoning it up and getting it right. And it's due out November the 18th. So that's coming right up, and it's actually going to be sent out 2 days from now to get the CDs made. So we're at the end of that tunnel, seeing the light, and it feels good.
Well, I appreciate your time. I'll let you get to breakfast.
I appreciate it, Scott. I'm going to the Sandpiper, man. It's time.